to Europe when you had 9 children and were expecting another?
I went and left 9 children and took the 10th with me. Mother didn't know I was pregnant, but I was. We went in July and we came back in September, and Therese was born in December on the 13th, 2 months after I came home. I have never missed anything by being pregnant. I was always fortunate enough to have my mother that I could leave the children with. I had several trips to Canada, to St. Anne de Beaupré, and to the shrines in Montreal. I had the trip to Europe. It never seemed to bother me. It just seemed to be a natural phase of my existence.
Do you agree with that saying that a large family ties you down so much that you can't go out?
No, it never tied me at all, because by the time you have any desire to go out, the older ones are old enough to take care of the little ones, even if you don't have somebody else in the house with them. And you have more incentive to go out because you're around all day with a family and working with a family and doing for a family. It's more incentive to get off by yourself for an hour or so, come back and then enjoy them more.
And besides the older ones taking care of the young ones, the young ones engage the time of the older ones so you don't have to worry about them. Isn't that another help of the life?
Yeah, that's another. It's a cycle that goes around.
So then it seems true that a dozen children are less trouble than 2 or 3.
But to me it seems that way. I was an only child myself, and I always had so much trouble in bringing people in over weekends, girls to stay over weekends, and going to visit girls and staying over weekends for companionship and for company, that I was very happy and very grateful to have a crowd of children. They didn't have to go out and look for a company of any sort. They had plenty in the house with them. They never had to think of somebody else to play with them or to amuse them. They were always together, and they enjoyed their time and their life together, and I enjoyed it with them. I was very grateful that God blessed me with so many children.
Well, now, your grandmother, or your mother, my grandmother, came from Ireland, didn't she?
Yes.
From Wicklow?
Yes.
But you were never in Ireland yourself.
I was. The year after I graduated from normal school, I went to Ireland on a trip with her. The year after my father died, we took a trip to Ireland and England. And I was in Wicklow for about a month. I was bridesmaid for a cousin of mine while I was there. So that I saw Ireland, the place where my mother lived, the little school she went to.
What was the town?
The town was the Rathdrum, but it was outside of the town of Wicklow.
What did it look like?
Oh, well, I'd say maybe a dozen houses together and a few shops, and they call that a town.
A church over there?
Church, every place.
What was the name of it? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember the name of the church.
You remember?
We were near Three Mile Water, though, which is a shrine there where the three rivers come together, and they call it Three Mile Water.
Well, you have relatives over there still, don't you?
Yeah.
How come that Granny came to America?
To marry my father. He had been there and had come out here and was out here and had a position working. And after he got enough money, that he sent for her to come on to Philadelphia and married her.
So he was a native of
He came from Akavanna up in the mountains. Beyond Wicklow, yes. Uh-huh. He came out here and went to work and made enough money to send it to her to come out.
How old was she then? Do you know?
No, I don't know. I imagine she was 20 or 21, something like that. I don't know.
Well, that was an agreement with him before he came over.
Oh, yes, sure.
Did he come to Philadelphia then?
He came to Philadelphia and settled. And he worked at Baldwin's Locomotive Works.
Uh-huh.
And after he had enough money saved to send for my mother, she came out here and married him.
They moved down to South Philly?
Well, he had been living with an uncle or some cousin or somebody who was here in Philadelphia. And then he bought this saloon with what money he had saved, as long as the money that he sent to her. And then they were married and lived in this house and put a down payment on a house like most people do and started buying the house. And then he was in the business. And she helped him in the business, too.
Well, you went to St. Thomas's school down there?
No, I went to St. Paul's school.
Where's that?
Ninth and Christian. St. Paul's is between 9th and 10th on Christian Street.
Is that where you took music?
Yeah.
So you finished grade school at St. Paul's?
St. Paul's, and then went to public high school.
What one?
The 17th and Spring Garden, the girls, Philadelphia Public High School, and passed the examinations and got in there from the Catholic school, the first girl ever to do it, under the guidance of Father of Monsignor Donovan. Somebody had tried it the year before and made a dismal failure of it, and he wanted to redeem his school, so he coached me the whole year to take this examination in order to redeem his school. So I passed it, and that was the first time a parochial school child had even been allowed to take the examination.
What year was that?
And that was in 1901.
And then you went right into normal school?
Went into public high school for 4 years till 1905. And then 2 years to public normal school till 1907. And then taught school 5 years before I was married. I was married in 1912.
What normal school did you go to?
Philadelphia Normal School. That's now out of existence.
Uh-huh. It was a 3-year course then?
2-year course after high school. It was really 2 years college. You got 2 years college credits.
Well, did you continue with music then?
I continued with music even after I was teaching school. What is it on?